Something's changed. We've concluded the Christmas season, and we enter into ordinary time. We still have this wild man, John the Baptist, yelling at us, as he was yelling at us before Christmas, in Advent. But something has changed with John the Baptist and his message as well. During Advent, he was proclaiming and saying, he is coming to us. Our God is coming to us. Our Messiah, he is on his way. So prepare the way. Repent. Prepare the way for the Lord. Turn your lives. Something has changed, though. Because John the Baptist, whose message was, our God is coming to us, his message now is, behold, he is here. Go to him. He is here. Behold, he is the one who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one who will change your life. Go to him. And his whole life and everything in John the Baptist's ministry now is this, pointing to the Lord. John the Baptist saying, I must decrease, he must increase. Telling everyone, I'm not the Messiah. They all thought he was the Messiah. He's saying, he is. He is the Lamb of God. Go to him. Go to him. Which is great, right? The Lord not only sends his son, but he also sends this, the greatest and last of the prophets, who points him out to us and tells us what to do. Go to him. Like, that's wonderful. The only problem is going to him, as John the Baptist points and tells us to do, is a bloody hard thing. Among other reasons, it's bloody difficult because we humans want and expect change that's instant and dramatic. We're all the same in this way, us human beings. And we've been this way ever since the fall. We want a change in which it's instant and it's dramatic. And so, sure, I go to Jesus, but then I want everything in my life to have changed just like that. But that's not what human nature, that's not how it works. And that's not how God works in our human nature either. And we know this. We're half the way now through the first month of the year. Everybody, for whatever reason, they started doing this. When we get into a new year, everyone makes all these grand New Year's resolutions, right? This is the year I'm going to get in shape. This is the year I'm going to get exercise. I'm going to lose all this weight. And of course, our human nature, which wants results that are instant and dramatic, you eat all these people, you go on your crash diets. So you do all these radical things in which you're going to drop all these pounds. And those who are able to stick with it, maybe further than like 2 weeks right now, maybe even a number of weeks, a couple months. And wow, I see my quick results. But then it's incredible. Let's say those who stick with something like that for 6 months and they see their results. The actual studies are that 80 to 85% of people who see their dramatic and instant results on their crash diets, that 6 months later, they're back in the same place they were. They gained it all back, and then some, for other interesting reasons. How are you doing in that regard? But this is our human nature. Because the difficulty, even with something like that, is what's caused the issue is a bunch of bad habits, which are bad daily choices, which are small things. They're incremental things. They're daily things. And so a change in human nature, even at that level, requires not some grand instant thing, but rather a daily faithfulness. It's changing those vices, those bad daily habits, into good daily habits, virtues. And it's small, it's incremental, and it's one in which it's not just 6 months, it's one in which it's the whole life is what it requires. something one is able to do continually. This is the same in our spiritual life as well. And not all change is good change either, even from the very first temptation. The evil one tempts Adam and Eve. Here, just do this thing and you're going to see an instant dramatic change. Well, there's a half-truth in there, as all lies are. And there was a dramatic and instant change, but it wasn't a good one. And most changes in our life actually aren't good. But the change that is, and the change that we desire in goodness, is the one that Christ brings. And the Christian life is also one. This beholding Jesus, the Son of God, going to him, is not this instant and dramatic thing. But rather it's one in which it's a daily discipleship, and it's in the small things. I have a friend who, he's a Baptist minister, and he says that, you know, in the Christian life, there's a temptation of, you know, we have this maybe encounter with God, and we just want to write this big check out to him, just have it all done at once. How much, God? How much is it going to be? But God doesn't want that. Instead, he doesn't want us to do this big dramatic check we write out to him. Instead, he nickels and dimes us. That it's a dollar each day, just a small faithfulness each day. And that's what creates and transforms this change within us. That's one that lasts as well. Colton just got back from St. Louis. He was down there at the Focus Seek Conference. 17,000 college students from all over the United States came to St. Louis. And I guarantee you, of those 17,000, many had maybe for the first time in their life this dramatic encounter with God. They encountered God and his goodness and his love maybe for the very first time in their life. That's incredible. That's wonderful. But what's going to make that change in their life stick is not just that encounter over those couple days in St. Louis. It's those small changes that they know they have to make now going home. Deleting apps off their phone. Contacts. Committing to a daily life of prayer. Even when it's not this emotional high, but just the dryness, the regular quietness of just daily prayer. And this is what transforms us. This is how God changes us. It's daily faithfulness. It's a beautiful thing about ordinary time. It's daily faithfulness. I'll give you an example of a way in which I saw this lived out. My last 2 years of academic studies in seminary was at the Santa Croce University in Rome, Holy Cross University. It's run by an order in the church called Opus Dei. Their name means the work of God. And their whole spirituality is about everyday faithfulness, everyday faithfulness, everyday faithfulness in small things. And so one of the things that those who are members of Opus Dei do, just a very small thing, is the way they begin their day is when they wake up in the morning, right away, they roll out of bed and essentially roll onto the floor, because the very first thing they do when they wake is they go to their knees and they kiss the floor. They just put their forehead down to the floor and they kiss, and they say the word servium, the word which means I will serve, which is the exact opposite of what the evil one said to God, I will not serve. They begin their day kissing the ground, this act of humility, servium. Like we said in the responsorial psalm, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. This day, Lord, I am here to serve you. Very small. 3 seconds. One if you crash to the ground real quick. But daily, to do that daily, that's the change. It's not some big dramatic thing that I'm going to do. It's going to change my spiritual life. It's those little things. 1% each day, each day, each day. That's what creates real change in a person's soul. And it's Jesus that does that. It's Jesus that does that. Every Mass we come to this church on Sundays, and we hear those same words that St. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." And then what do? We go to him to receive him if we're in the state of grace in the Eucharist. If not, we still come to him to receive, to open ourselves to a spiritual blessing. But we come to him. We go to him. We go to him. Every week. Every week. Every week. There's nothing dramatic or flashy about that. It's a faithfulness. Every week. Every week. Every week. Why? Because this is the way in which humans change. And every day we go to him and we pray. We go to him and we pray. Every day. Every day. Every day. Behold the Lamb of God. He is the one who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one who changes you.